Election. Tonight, we take a closer look at the gubernatorial candidate in Florida. His name's Andrew Gillum. He's the mayor of Tallahassee. He's currently ahead in the polls, amazingly. And if elected, he has an agenda that Florida has never seen before. So Florida has more than 500,000 illegal immigrants living within the state's borders. His response to this is to describe immigration enforcement of any kind as immoral. He's called for abolishing ICE, for example. Watch.
Ron DeSantis, the Republican nominee, had a statement last night about you, Andrew Gillum. He says you want to abolish ICE. You do, correct?
We want to replace ICE with the Department of Justice, an entity that has not been tarnished in the same way as ICE has.
So again, he says you want to abolish ICE. You say you want to replace it. That's basically the same thing.
Yeah, that's basically the same thing. And he's not embarrassed of it. Why would he be? He also has longstanding ties with a group called the Dream Defenders. It's a radical left-wing group based in the state of Florida. Dream Defenders have denounced the very existence of, well, let's say, police and prisons and called for the elimination of national borders. They've also called America the planet's biggest bully. Gillum's response has been to brag about sneaking food to the defenders when they occupied the capital of Florida. Gillum is also a big fan of radical, genuinely radical, billionaire George Soros. Watch this.
You were supported by two billionaires who came in and helped your campaign, and largely your campaign early on was funded by them, George Soros and Tom Steyer. How do you square sort of a populist, progressive campaign that wants to get big money, you know, among other things, get big money out of politics, get dark money out of politics, and yet it's billionaires that have to prop up your campaign?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm obviously deeply appreciative of Mrs. Soros as well as Mrs. Steyer, both men whom I've known for some time.
Well, he's not shy about it anyway. And although it has nothing directly to do with running the state of Florida, Gillum thinks that Trump is a racist, who must be impeached.
This president is wrong for Florida on almost every issue. And as governor, I will fight against each and every one of his wrong-headed, racist, and sexist policies. Donald Trump should be impeached now.
Racist! That guy could be running the state of Florida. Not a small thing. It's not a small state. Lisa Booth is a Fox News contributor. She's been following this race closely, and she joins us tonight.
Hi, Tucker. It's kind of terrifying, isn't it?
Well, a little bit, considering that, you know, half the population of Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey is now living there to get away from the lunacy. And then out of nowhere, Andrew Gillum looks like he could be the next governor. So very quickly, do we mischaracterize that? I don't want to be unfair. And no. Does he really have a shot to win?
He does. Look, the race is within the margin of error, so there's still hope for Florida. So if you're a Floridian at home, there's still hope there. But look, the guy's a socialist. He hasn't outright called himself that, but he's embraced the endorsement of Bernie Sanders. There's literally no daylight between his policies and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, outside of the fact that she would essentially be irrelevant as one of 435, whereas he would be the governor of Florida, as you mentioned, an important state. This guy, as you mentioned, supports abolishing ICE. He supports single-payer health care system. He wants to raise taxes on job creators in the state by $1 billion, making the tax rate higher than New York and California. So all those businesses that have flocked to Florida to try to get away from higher taxes are going to be heading in the opposite direction. And I think the most troubling, Tucker, is the Dream Defenders group. As you mentioned, this is a group that wants to abolish the police, that wants to abolish prisons. They believe in a border-free world. So, I mean, this is a very radical and dangerous group. And he signed their manifesto. He signed their pledge, the Freedom Papers.
It scares me for what it says about the country if someone like that wins. Lisa, thank you very much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Tucker.
Well, Google, the most powerful monopoly in the world, says it will not work with the U.S. Pentagon for ethical reasons.